You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God, this is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We want to thank God for another opportunity and another time to come into your cars, into your homes. However you're tuning to us with the radio broadcast, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, God is still on our side. I want you to know today, guess what? Today is the day what we celebrate, what we call Good Friday. Good Friday leading up to the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to know God is still on the throne. I want you to know God is still with you. It's nothing too hard for God that you're going through, because guess what? As I stated on Monday, He took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. Not only did He take it to the cross, guess what? He took it to the grave. And guess what? He finished it. He finished it. Look at your neighbor. As I'm so used to saying, look at your neighbor. Come on, if you can look at a neighbor, tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Oh, He took it to the cross. Not only did He take it to the cross, He took it to the grave. Praise our God. Come on, shall we go into a word of prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for another day. We thank You for another time. We thank You for another opportunity that You allow us to come together, Father. And You allow us now, God, to come together by the way of the radio, God, and by the way of this audience. I want You to know that, God, and we want You to know that we appreciate what You've done. We thank You now because You've been God. You've been good to us, God. And Father, we're looking unto You today, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We thank You now. Let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our heart, Lord, let it be acceptable in Your sight, God. We thank You now, and we give You glory. We give You honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Come on, somebody. I want you to share and tag this with me. Come on, come on, come on. Let somebody know Apostle Curtis Watkins is on the air. There's a word of deliverance. There's a word of healing. Oh, that will come through the airways. Come on, come through the Cypress audience ways for you today. All you got to do is hold your head up. Come on, because God is still with you. God is still with you. We want to give a good God bless you shout out to Lady Watkins, my wife. God bless you. Thank God we celebrate our anniversary. Hallelujah. On this week, praise our God. I want you to know that we celebrated our anniversary. God's been good to us, and we thank God for you, you and you, those that gave us a good God bless you shout out anniversary. Shout out. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank all of you for giving us that blessings. Amen. And to our church family, we love you. Appreciate you. Our church mother, Mother Brown, God bless you. To all the prophetess, all the elders, all the evangelists here that make up the congregation at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We want to thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And listen, we want you to be in prayer for those that are going through the bereavement hour right now. Those that are going through bereavement hour, we want you to be in prayer with them. Hallelujah, that God will see them through on this difficult time that they're in. Praise our God. We want to go in prayer with them and for them. Praise God, to give God the glory and honor for what He has done. The Brown family, we want you to be in prayer for them, that God will see them through. Hallelujah. Be in prayer with them, that God will see them through this difficult time that they're in. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Pastor Ken Brown and Prophet Evangelist Tronda Brown, we want you to be in prayer with this family, that God will see them through. Also in Melbourne, Rita, we want you to be in prayer for her family, that God will see them through this difficult time that they're going through in their lives. Praise our God. And again, I want you to be encouraged, because we are celebrating, we're commemorating what God has allowed His Son Jesus to do for you and I on the cross. On the cross. It was on the cross. Come on, it was on the cross. He took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. And I want to stay on the lines of that from Monday when we started it. He took it to the cross. And I want you to know that there's nothing that is too hard for God. Amen, because he took all it to the cross. We have no excuse. We have no excuse now. Praise our God. We can stand on in there and hold our head up high because God is with us. He's with us. He's not against us. Praise our God. He is God. And besides him, there is no other God. Praise the name of Jesus. I give God the praise again and the honor today for what he has done and what he is doing in the midst of our lives. Come on. Praise our God. I know all of us are getting ready to celebrate in services on Sunday the resurrection of our Savior and our Lord. He became the sacrifice. He became the sacrifice for you and I. He became the sacrifice for you and I so that we may do what? Hold our heads up high. He became the, he paid the price for our sins. Praise God. We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. But he did it. He did it for you and I. Come on, he took it to the cross. Come on, somebody need to type that in there. He took it to the cross. He took it to the cross. Not only did he take it to the cross, he took it to the grave. Praise our God. Amen. They say, well, why would you say this is Good Friday? Why would you say this is Good Friday when they crucified our Lord and our Savior? He went through a horrible death. He went through a horrible death. He went through a horrible beating, and he also went through a horrible death. But oh my God, the grave didn't have the victory. Come on, the grave didn't have the victory. Come on, the cross wasn't straight to hold him, and the grave wasn't strong enough to hold him because he gave word. He said he was going to rise again, and he did just what he said that he was going to do. So I want you to be of good courage, be of good cheer today. Hold your head up. Come on, there's nothing that you are going through that God cannot bring you out of. Come on, you got to hold your head up high while we're going through. You got to hold your head up high and know that God is with you. He is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise our God, for he's worthy to be praised. I want you to know today, hallelujah, he took it to the cross. Come on, he took it to the cross. Not only again, I'm stressing on this, he took it to the grave. Come on, he took it to the cross. And he took it to the grave. Because he said, no man take my life, but I'll lay it down for him. Come on, hallelujah. Because if he had wanted to, he could have called in 10,000 hosts of angels to come in, praise our God, to come in and swoop him off the cross. But he didn't. He decided to die just for you and I. He decided to die. Come on here, hallelujah, to pay the price. Come on, we were in sin. We were in sin. We was wrapped up. We was tied up. And we was tangled up in sin. But oh, he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Come on, he took the 39 stripes. Come on, he took the crown of thorns on his head. He took the spikes in his hands and his feet. Hallelujah, he took the spear that was in his side. Come on, and they tried to give him vinegar to drink on the cross. But oh my God, he stayed right there through the agony, through the pain, through all of that. He stayed right there for you and I. Come on, he stayed right there. Praise our God. Not only did he stay right there, praise our God, he went down in the pits of hell. Come on, hallelujah. He went down into the pits of hell for you and I. Come on, yes, he did. Hallelujah. He stripped the enemy. Come on, he stripped the enemy. Hallelujah. He stripped the enemy of what he was trying to do. Come on, somebody. Yes, the Bible says that he went down to Hades, went down to hell, praise God, and he stripped the enemy. Come on. He set the captives free down there. He opened up the prisons of hell doors. Come on. And then not only did that, he do that. He did a work while he was down there. So you got to work on this journey. You got to work while it's day. Come on. Because when night comes, no man can work. They thought they had get it in the dark. They thought they had did it in the dark. They thought they did everything in the dark. The Bible described how it got so dark and how it got so windy and rainy on this particular day when they crucified our Lord and our Savior. When they crucified him to the cross. Come on, somebody, go with me. Hallelujah. To Calvary. They crucified our Lord. They crucified our Savior there. But oh my God, hallelujah. He did a work even while he was dying. While he was dying, he did a work. He stopped dying. Come on. One thief, it was two thieves hanging on the side of him. And the one thief said, I don't know whether you are not. The other thief said, let me back up. I'm getting so excited here. The other thief that was hanging her, he said, oh, if you be such the Son of God, come down off this cross and yourself and save us with you. Come on, hallelujah. But the other thief that was hanging on the other side, he said, listen, I don't know whether you're not the Son of God, but just in case, come on, somebody needs to type that on in. If you're on the Cyprus audience and you can't, hallelujah, you're just listening, hallelujah, you need to type that in, type that in. He said, just in case you are, remember me when you enter into thy kingdom. Remember me. Jesus stopped dying. Oh, somebody need to go ahead and tap that in. He stopped dying. He stopped dying. And he looked over at him. Come on, somebody. And he said, he's the only man I know to stop dying and taking the world upon him and stop dying. And then he told death, hold up right now, because I've got to be about my Father's business. Just one soul. Just one soul. It doesn't matter. You could be in a crowd. Come on. You could be in a crowd. And this is what's wrong. We think we got to get the whole crowd saved. But if just one soul come, one soul come to the Lord, as the thief that was hanging on the cross came to Jesus, he said, so shall you be with me this day in paradise. One soul. It doesn't matter about the crowd, but at least somebody hear the word. At least somebody come to the foot of the cross to say, what must I do to be saved? And here it was, this man, this thief was hanging on a cross with him, and he said, I don't know whether you'll be the Son of God or not, but just in case you are, remember me. Remember me. Come on, hallelujah. And that's what somebody needs to say today. Remember me, Lord. Remember me, hallelujah. And this is what it was all about. That's why we celebrate the Christian world today. That's why we celebrate. Come on here. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate him. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. I want you to know today that he's worthy to be praised. Tell your neighbor he's worthy to be praised. If you buy somebody, tell him he's worthy. If you can type it on the screen, tell him he's worthy to be praised. Our Savior, our Lord. Hey, about it. He went there and he did it. He hung there from the ninth hour. Come on. As the scripture said, to the hour. Come on. Hallelujah. He hung right there. He hung right there on the cross. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. It was bittersweet, but he hung there. Come on. Yes, he did. Glory to God. And then the Bible also goes on to say, after he, hallelujah, saved the man, I told him, you shall be with me this day in paradise. And the Bible says, he come on, I'm just saying, I'm putting it like this. The Bible says, he accepted them. Come on, so shall you be with me this day in paradise. And guess what? He went back to the death. He went back. He called death back. Come on, oh my God. He called death back. The Bible says he gave up the ghost. He yielded up the ghost. Yes, he did. He yielded up the ghost. In other words, he said, come get me. Come get me now. Anybody going to take my life? I'm just going to lay it down. Now, you can come get me now because the work is finished. It's completed. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he laid his head in the lock of his shoulders. Come on, somebody. Yes, he did. He laid his head in the lock of his shoulder and he cried out, hallelujah, to the Father. He cried out. Come on. When the last time you cried out good in the midst of your circumstances, in the midst of your situation, and God delivered you and he brought him out. He said, into thy hand I commit my body. I commit my spirit unto you. Into thy hands, hallelujah, to God. Glory, hallelujah. He committed his hands. He committed his body. He committed everything into the Father's hand. And he gave up the ghost. He gave up the ghost. And then after that, they took him down. Praise our God. Before that, they went to break the soldiers' legs. You know, they were supposed to break their legs. The soldiers were supposed to break the thieves' legs. Come on, yes, sir. Amen. And when they got to Jesus, they couldn't break, hallelujah, because he had already, bones had already been broken for us, hallelujah. His body had already been bruised for you and I. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there. Praise our God, hallelujah. And then the Bible says, when they got to him, he was already dead. He was already gone. He had already left that place because the work, he said, it is finished. It is finished. The finished work of the cross. The finished work of the grave, it is finished. Come on, somebody needs to say it is finished. Somebody needs to say it is finished today. Come on, hallelujah. It's finished today. No matter what you're in, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, it is finished. Praise our God to God be the glory. I want to come on today inside of the sanctuary live. Come on, coming through you live from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. This is where we're going to be on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, praise our God. Come on, starting early, we'll be here. We'll be here in prayer. We'll be here in worship and praise. Come on here, celebrating what our Lord, our Savior has done. Come on, I want you to meet me here. Meet me here on Sunday morning. So churches is going to be crowded. Come on, churches is going to be crowded. Yes, because it's Easter resurrection. Easter Sunday morning. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, it's not about the bunny. Come on. I'm not trying to raid on nobody parade. It's not about a bunny. It's not about that your fine clothing and all of that. It's about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Being raised from the dead. Come on. He's raised his own self from the dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it came to the sepulcher early that morning. Hallelujah. Looking for Jesus. Looking for Jesus. But he was there. He wasn't there. He took his time. Hallelujah. And fold up. You read the scripture. He took his time and folded up the grave man clothes. Somebody got to fold up the grave man clothes. Come on. They got to fold up the grave man clothes. He took his time and fold up the grave man clothes. And he laid him there. He laid him there. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, Magdalene came early. Early in the morning, come on here to the sepulchre, looking for Jesus where they had laid him. Come on, hallelujah. Praise our God, hallelujah. And they couldn't find him. They couldn't find him. Oh, they couldn't find him. People looking for Jesus. He's no longer on the cross. Hallelujah. He's no longer in the grave, but he has risen. He has risen. Praise our God. It's going to be something in the sanctuary on Sunday morning. I look to see you. I look to see you. Come on. I look to hear from you in the sanctuary on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. 1219 South Street. Come on. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior. We're going to be glorifying him. We're going to be magnifying him. We're going to be exalting his name. We're going to be lifting his name up high. I want to see you. Come on. Come on and join us. Be with us. Praise our God. Because like I said, he took it to the cross. Not only did he take it to the cross, he took it to the grave. Come on, hallelujah. So therefore, everything that you're going through, God, he have already battled on the cross. And everything, hallelujah, that you will go through, he already took it to the grave. He already took it through the grave. Come on, hallelujah. And guess what? Now, hallelujah, according to the word of God, according to his saying, as he left it with his disciples, he said, within 3 days, I'm going to rise again. So that's why I know my brother. That's why I know my sister. You can rise up. Come on. It may look like you're going in the grave. It may look like you're feeling being persecuted and nailed to the cross in your life. But I come to tell you today, hallelujah, on this Good Friday, with the good news, it's time for you to come off the cross. It's time for you to come out the grave. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He have already bore our sins. He have already bore it. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. He have already brought us out. All you got to do is hold your head up high. Come on here. All you got to do is walk through it. I have victory. You have victory. Because guess what? Through the cross, through the blood of the Lamb, that gave us victory. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, that gave us eternal life through his death, through his sacrifice. Come on, hallelujah. I'm reminded of Abraham. I feel good in here. That's why you see me moving. Listen, I'm reminded of Abraham, the perfect sacrifice, his only son. He sacrificed his only son. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did. He sacrificed his life for you and I today. Hallelujah. Come on. He went to hell. He went to hell. Yes, he did. The Bible said he went through hell. Hallelujah. And he stripped the enemy. He stripped the enemy. Come on here. He got the keys, death and life. Come on. Hallelujah. He got the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. He got the rights back. Come on here. He got the authority back. Come on here. Through the cross. Yes, he did. He redeemed us through his blood. Bought us, he purchased us through his blood. But oh, he did not only that, he sealed it when he went down to hell. He sealed it and he went through hell. Come on here, got the keys and came back. Come on, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. My God, he came back. Come on, he came back. Like he said, I'm gonna rise again. So I want to let you know, you're going to rise again, my brother. You're going to rise again, my sister. All you got to do is hold your head up high through that situation you're in. Come on, it ain't going to overtake you. It ain't going to overtake you. It ain't going to overthrow you. Come on, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. I feel my up in here, as they can say. It's going to bring you out. It's going to bring you through. Why? Because it's Good Friday. Why? Because he did it all. He have already paid the price for you and I today, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah to God. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give out. Come on. You don't have to give in to the enemy, because he's already been stripped. He's already been whooped. He's already lost the case. He already lost it. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why we can say this. Like David said, I lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made what the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. I want you to know today, you're not alone, my brother. You're not alone, my sister. You may be on the highway, the freeway. Hallelujah. You may be driving and you feel like there's no hope for you today. You feel like there's no peace for you today. But I stop by. Oh, you just tune. Don't turn it down. You just tune into it. It's about time for your miracle. Hallelujah. Oh, don't flip me off. Come on. You just tune in. By the way of the Cypress audience, you just jumped on in time. It's time for your miracle. Because, well, he paid the price for you. Yes, he did. He suffered. He bled. He died. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says he stood. He hung right there from the ninth hour. He stayed right there on the cross. Not only did he stay on the cross, and when they took him down, praise our God, and they laid him in a borrowed tomb. You don't have to keep that tomb. He borrowed it. Y'all, come on, somebody, because he made a statement. I ain't going to be here long. So that's what you need to say. I'm going through this. I'm not going to be here long. I'm just passing through. Come on. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. Yes, sir. Praise our God. And early, he got up. Somebody need to get up. You got to get up. You got to get up. No matter where you're in, you got to get up. How you feel, you got to get up. You got to get up. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He already buried. He already took it. He already bore our sins. He already paid the price. He already suffered for you and I. Hold your head up high. Come on, hold your head up high. You can make it through this. You can make it through that. Because our Savior, our Lord, our Savior, I'm talking about our King. Oh my God. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. That bear our sins. Hallelujah. Not only my sins, your sins, but the sins of the whole world. Come on here. Hallelujah. And then he went down to hell. Come on, somebody. Oh my God. So that's why you got to be careful how you use that word. Hallelujah. He went down to hell and he stripped the enemy. Come on. He stripped the enemy. He stripped the enemy of everything that he thought he had. And guess what? He gave us power. He gave us the keys. He gave you the keys now. That's what he did. He took it. He buried it. He took it to the cross. And he took it to the grave. And he buried it. Come on. And that's why I say you could come out today. That's why I say you got the victory today. That's why it's Good Friday today. Hold your head up high. Don't allow nothing today to disturb you. Don't allow nothing today to wipe you out and make you feel less than what God says you are. Come on, hallelujah. Because all power is in his hand. All power is in his hand. And if it's in God's hands, guess what? It ain't nothing too hard for God. It ain't nothing too hard for God. You can make it through this. You can make it through this, my brother. You can make it through this depression. You can make it through this, my sister. This depression, this spirit that's trying to overthrow you and overtake you. Come on. You can make it through this today, because he did what? He battled on the cross. He battled on the cross. That's why they put a crown of thorns on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why they lifted. He said, he said it. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. I'll draw. And that's what we're going to be doing. And that's what we're doing all over the world. All over the world. People are celebrating in the commemorance of his death and his resurrection. Come on. It was a horrible death, but it was a glorious resurrection. Oh, my God, that just blessed me. It was a horrible death. Come on. Hallelujah. They beat him. They beat him till he was unrecognizable. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They beat him. Oh, they beat him. Oh, my God. But guess what? It was a horrible death, but it was a glorious resurrection. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, the light has come. The light has come. The light has come. The light has come. Come on, somebody. I feel God. I feel God. The light has come. You don't have to walk in darkness. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to be, because why? The light has come. Who is the light? I got 2 minutes left. I got 2 minutes left. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world today. So I want to encourage you today, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, come to know him according to what the scripture says. Hallelujah. If you shall believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Come on. That's it. That's it. You ain't got to write no letter. Come on. You ain't got to get nobody's opinion. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, thou shalt be saved. So this is what he means. Come unto him. So in these 2 minutes, now probably 1 minute, one that got left, guess what? Come to Jesus. Find your place of worship. Go there this weekend. Go there this weekend. Find your place of worship that's teaching and preaching the word of God. And commit there. Commit there. And go and grow. Go and grow. Because guess what? The light has come. I want y'all to be of good courage. Monday morning, meet me here. Monday morning, same station, same place. 1510 on your AM dial. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to be there. Hallelujah. Meet me there. Praise our God. Again, Sunday morning, we are in our services, in our resurrection services. Meet us here at 11 o'clock, starting with Sunday school, 9:30. Praise our God. Praise our God. And then our service will begin, commence with prayer at 11 o'clock, and we go right into our services. We're looking to see you here. Looking to see you here. God bless all of you all. Have a blessed resurrection weekend. Praise our God. Know this. He took it to the cross and to the grave. And guess what? He left it and he got up. Finish the work. Amen. Until Monday morning. God bless you. It's my prayer.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.